Go ahead.
Please. Okay, we are in session at...
Oh, hi.
7:02.
Hi. Is this a town meeting? It's a
Select board meeting.
Select board meeting.
So... there's the minutes, Paul. There's the...
payables.
Payable. And there's the payroll.
I make a motion we approve the minutes, the payroll, and payables.
Now, Nora, or do you want to wait till we get into old business?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you folks have anything you'd like to bring up, or are you here to observe, or?
Oh, I'm just here to observe.
Okay. All right. Correspondence. That could take a minute.
So every 2 weeks we meet so that we go over the bills and they approve the bills and the payroll and the correspondence to the order. They have to meet at another meeting in order to be legal. So that's why they can't meet ahead of time. They have to meet here to go over everything we have to talk about.
Okay. Chris Pritchard, back about 5 o'clock, emailed me. He has the state government has just passed a... $3.5 million available funding for homeowners to fix failed septic and water well systems. So he's just curious. He says, hi, Don, Tammy, Paul. Just received this email from DEC this afternoon. Looks like more funding has been made available for the Healthy Homes Initiative. I wasn't sure where things currently are with the Channel Drive Challenge, but thought this email might be helpful. Let me know if there's anything you need me to do, Chris Pritchard. And it's a blurb there on what they're doing. Okay.
Gal on Channel Drive might be interested in that.
I believe she is all approved, but and there was an issue with the contractor and storing his equipment, but nobody seems to know who the contractor is. We've offered him plenty of area where they could put his equipment or whatever, but
that shouldn't be a problem.
Seems like it's a secret. All right. Got another email here this afternoon from Merrill Bent. We are meeting this Thursday at 10 a.m. at the post office. I think that might be a typo. I think she means town office. But in Wells to go view the properties with our appraisal. I know you said you were not available, but will another town official be available? Paul said he would be available.
If you get Nora, can you get that mapped out tomorrow? And I'll take a ride around and see where
Absolutely.
I can find them.
I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
And what time are you meeting?
10
o'clock at the post office. Either here or the post office. So maybe go get your mail at 10 o'clock Thursday and see if they're not here, see if they're there. Anyways, Also, so everybody's on the same page, as discussed, the appraiser has advised his fee is $150 an hour. That's with the 1.5, the decimal point is after the zero. Just to get the reports, he estimates will cost in a range of $10,000. Then he will also continue to bill us for his time in preparing for and attending the depositions and preparing for and attending the trial. So that's where that stands with Merrill. Also, I don't have anything in typed out, but Caitlin Golden and Jason, the two engineers, met yesterday, in regard to the letter and the permission and so forth from the property owners. And we had one letter written up. Both engineers didn't really like it. It wasn't quite specific enough. What Caitlin, I told Caitlin today, I said, why don't you speak directly to Merrill? And it would be much easier than you speaking to me, me speaking to Merrill, Merrill speaking back to me, me speaking back to you.
Yep.
So she did that. Anyway, she sent her a site plan and so forth and so on. Then she got back to Caitlin in regard to the fact that she had discussed the need for the town to have a formal easement prior to entry onto the property and so forth and so on. And the basic thing that she wants, that they're looking to do, is so that the town does not get involved with doing anything or being responsible with anything other than the project at hand. And if they want something extra, then they can deal with the contract, the owners can deal with the contractor and so forth. So that's what this is all about here. Afternoon. The letter that was originally written, I'll read it. It's not very long. Per ongoing correspondence regarding a subject project, the Town of Wells and its agents are preparing the bid package necessary to secure a contractor to repair the eroding bank that imperils the stability of the East Wells Road. For inclusion to the bid material, we seek that your acknowledgement and permission to access your property to complete the job as designed. You will have the opportunity to voice concerns and preferences during mandatory pre-bid meeting, wherein you and the bidding contractors can discuss their means and methods. What she basically wanted is she wants a little more depth as to exactly who's doing what, and should something be wanted outside of what is required to fix the situation we have there with the road slide, that they deal with the contractors and pay whatever or negotiate whatever they can do with the contractors, and which I agreed with her, we don't want to be involved with that. We had our annual dump inspection, transfer station inspection, excuse me, dating myself, with Rutland County Solid Waste, Desna Jenkins, don't know who she is. It says, hi, Captain Jack, just to follow up on the inspection form I wrote up with the inspection last week, I was thoroughly impressed with the cleanliness, the signage, the lack of contamination around, and it's a friendly place to visit. The only thing that could be done is making a sign for your new tire bin. Well, we already had a sign on the tire bin, And when they swapped out the tire bin, the sign was on the tire bin, so that wherever that dumpster went is where the sign is. So I ordered I ordered another sign from Donnie Miller. So
that's not where we did our signs. It wasn't the signs that I had just had made. This was a different sign.
What's that?
So that wasn't part of the sign, the new signage we did not too long ago, right? This must have been an old sign.
No.
Okay.
But I called Donnie Miller and he said he would make me up a sign.
Okay.
I didn't have any idea where you got him, and he's right in town, and I believe in doing business locally. So
he didn't have the material that we wanted to have it on. That's why we didn't go with him. It wasn't had nothing to do with that.
He's got a piece of aluminum. He said he could make it up, and he said he'd have it in a few days. So.
All right.
Anyways, then she's got 3 or 4 pages of all the stuff that she checked off and so forth. Pictures of the dump and so forth. We have been burning there for 2 days. So that's pretty much that part of it. And I guess that's about it for correspondence. I don't have any correspondence we need to sign, I don't believe. We do have a new bid for the truck. This is one with an automatic transmission rather than the standard, and a stainless steel body rather than basic steel.
Dave came in and reviewed that earlier, just so you know, and he was happy with everything on it.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Oh, no,
I didn't know.
I've been on the phone more. I've been off the phone today.
I did not know. I apologize.
Actually, he was here, I think. Anyway, if somebody wants to read it over, the cab and chassis is basically identical to the last one we bought. Obviously, it's newer. The motor and everything is the same, but it'll be an automatic transmission rather than a standard transmission. Because we're entering into a time period in history where people can't drive a car with 3 pedals anymore, so. Alright, also, this is a letter from July 2nd. This is also from Lori Haas. This is something I just read. Alright, I also have last Tuesday, effective immediately, I am resigning my position as chairman of the Planning Commission of the Town of Wells, Vermont, and also leaving the commission completely. Stephen Miller. So, I think perhaps we should thank him for a job well done in the tenure that he had on the board and on the commission, and accept his resignation.
So moved.
With regrets.
Yeah.
Not sure why I got 2 of them, but I got 2. I think. So, and I have talked to the chairman of the Planning Commission, and he is moving forward.
The vice chair.
Needs to be done. What's that?
The vice chair, yes.
Alright, I had a call yesterday from Wade, who is our insurance underwriter. He inspects our buildings and fire systems and so forth and so on once a year. I called our insurance company to check on speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back to me, and basically what we were going to do is correct. You can put up speed bumps. They have to be properly signed, which we knew that. They have to be properly attached to the ground, which we knew that. One thing he did tip me off on that he's not positive of but he was fairly certain, is that being as that road is a 30-mile-an-hour road rather than a 35-mile-an-hour road, we can drop it 5 miles an hour without doing a traffic study. He wasn't totally positive, but he was pretty sure. He'd seen towns that had done that. And he's familiar enough with the road from coming here. And
this is the insurance guy?
He's the underwriter. He's the guy that comes out and looks at buildings and inspects stuff. He's a hands-on guy. He's not an insurance salesman or anything.
I didn't realize the roads would have anything to do with it.
He doesn't have anything to do with V-Train, right?
No, he has to do with VLCT.
Oh, okay.
Which, that's who I talked to. I had already talked to V-Trans months ago.
Because V-Train has a little different opinion, don't they?
Well, I think they thought it was a 35-mile-an-hour road.
Oh.
Which, apparently there's a difference. Once you get 30 and under, and it's a town road, not a state road, it's basically you can change your speed limit within reason. Obviously you can't go to 5 miles an hour or something.
Well, we could try the speed bumps first and see if that helps at all.
The other problem is we put up the new signs for the girl with the horse stable over here.
Millbrook.
And in less than 24 hours, the signs, the posts, and everything are gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So is my marking on the property.
Is what?
Somebody took the sign. Somebody taking my marking what a property line is.
Recently,
or your survey?
I got a survey done by the Davenport when they did the septic
test
and stuff like that. So there was a marking with the ribbons. And then the neighbor built a septic, but he took it off. He took the ribbons off. Now I put the ribbons back on. I know where they are. And they keep disappearing. So my question would be, is it anywhere I can paint that tree with paint?
Well, if you've got
it's a marker, that tree.
If you've got stakes and them surveyed, then you should be able to get a survey map. And even if the stakes are long gone or driven into the ground all the way, which is pretty common, particularly if it's a hayfield or something,
There was no stakes. It was ribbons on existing trees.
But was it surveyed by a surveyor or?
Surveyed by the Davenport, yeah.
By
who? I would ask him.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
He would know the rules.
Who?
Davenport. He did the surveying, he would know the rules on.
Before, when I bought a property, was marked, the trees was a yellow, and it's actually orange paint.
Problem with trees is they tip over and die.
Kind of
like humans, actually.
When the tree died, there's a big rock right next to the tree. So my question is, can I paint that tree when the ribbon was on?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
It's your tree.
It's your tree.
It's your tree.
The tree is a property line.
Paint on your side.
Okay.
And for years they used to scun the tree with an axe, scun the bark off, blaze the tree and spray it red or whatever.
That's the way they're done on my property.
Yeah.
That's how you are?
Yeah, it was like that. Some of them fell down, some of them are there, but the only thing is I need that marker because I'm running a road right on the property line, so I don't want to be on the other side. I want to be on my side. Now every morning when I come in, that marker's gone.
I don't see how he can just arbitrarily take your marker.
He takes it down all the time.
He shouldn't be on your property taking it down.
So you might have a conversation.
The only reason is with the paint, because he came to me and says, "I'll sue your ass off. My son is an environmental attorney." So I put the ribbon on the branch, so now he can take it off. I don't need that. I just need to measure 10 feet away when I'm going to run the road, so I can come in and put my septic there, because that's where my septic's going to be.
Well, if you've had it surveyed and you know where your borders
it's been
are,
approved everything.
You don't need the station.
I was just running the line with a mason strength, so I can see I run 400 yards, and the next, so I can see it exactly where it is, so I'm not making any mistakes. Next morning I came in, it's all gone and smushed up.
Well, I'd be willing to bet that Ryan Davenport has probably got a jotted on a piece of paper exactly where
I got the paper.
Is.
Yeah. I got the paper. Everything is in GPS now. I can go over there with the phone and say that. The only question is, from the environmental point,
we're not environmentalists. You'll have to check with them.
I can't imagine tying a ribbon to a tree or painting a little paint on a tree is environmentally harmful, but God only knows in today's world.
I would check with your surveyor just to make sure.
What I would do is I'd check with Ryan and make sure. Tell Ryan what's going on, and he'll look.
No foresters, they mark trees when they.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always spray it. Spray the ones they're going to cut, or spray the property lines, or whatever.
Exactly.
All right.
So did Kaylee have any cameras on or anything? I don't know whereabouts the sign is. That would lead to see who might have taken that sign or no. Did we ask her?
One was on Bullfrog and one was on...
Oh, so they're outside. Okay. They were on her wall.
One was on down here and one was on Bullfrog.
So they lasted how long? A week maybe?
Less than a day.
Well, what the hell?
So... My thought is, from now on, perhaps we should take, when we put in a sign, is take and weld a cross piece on the signpost, take the excavator, dig a hole, pour a bag of cement in the bottom of the hole, and then
they can still take the sign though, right?
Well,
just not the pole.
That's my other point. Years ago, I told them, use tamper-proof nuts or peen the nuts over.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that either. Is what it is. But also, I talked to one of the head highway guys in the town of Granville about where they get their signs from. Mm-hmm. And they get them somewhat locally. He was going to give me the exact name and contact information. So, and they get them within a couple, 3 days.
Probably the shipping's much better, too.
I don't know, it may be local enough so you can, they
right,
may just,
pick them up.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, he's going to get back to me. Then I got an email, went on and on and on. I believe it perhaps could be from the former chairman of the Planning Commission's son, but I'm not positive. Let me see if I still have it. Actually, it's not there. It's on our email.
Just basically about the cell towers and his opinion on the harm they can do, right?
Which one's he talking about? The one on Lake Hill or the one on Northeast?
I think of Lake Hill. Where's Northeast?
I'm seeing Northeast.
Fellow's name is Ryan Miller. Hello there. I hope this message finds all of you well. I heard in the last day that there were workers seen on Old Lambs Hill Road. It's Valley Farm Road, but anyways, working on installing a cell phone tower near the area where the radio tower is. If I remember correctly, I would like for all of you to take a few minutes to go over this information on what effects a cell tower, particularly a 5G, can have on the human body. And he goes through considerable amount of verbiage talking about the radio waves and so forth and so on, radio frequency radiation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I responded and asked him then he got into saying, this is what you are as well as representing the town. You are allowing, you have the power to allow or forbid what comes or goes out of the town of Wells. If you wish to argue otherwise, then what is the purpose if you're representing the town itself? Your argument of what I've presented can be taken against the medical library studies. I don't know where he gets the argument business.
What was his first name? I didn't catch it.
Ryan Miller?
I don't know. Whatever it is. Okay. Ryan Miller.
Thank you.
Your argument with what I've presented can be taken against these medical library studies. I wish that you do not allow these radiation frequency towers in the area of Wells, especially the safety of my family and other loved ones around the area who are going to be exposed to this, so forth. And he goes on and on and on. Thank you for your time, and my prayers go out to all of you in hopes that you will have eyes to see and stop this madness. The only remark I made to him was that I said that he should, you know, come to a meeting rather than writing this to us. And as near as I can tell from what I could find out quickly on cell phone towers is the fact that they apply for a permit with the state, federal government, and the Utilities Commission.
They must have to go through the FCC, wouldn't they?
That's federal government.
Communications.
Yeah, I would assume so. I don't know as I've ever seen any of these permits for anything that we could just arbitrarily say, no, we don't want them. I did get to thinking, they have two cell phone towers in Dorset, which has by far the strictest zoning laws of any town in the immediate area. And they went through there, so and he's not here tonight, so I guess he's, but I mean, it's nothing that we can promote or stop or whatever. The other one, the one on Lake Hill, the concrete work is all done.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the concrete to harden.
I see they
but this is, like, I'm assuming this is an antenna that's going on the existing tower. It's not a new tower. I don't know if you've ever been to up there.
No.
It's on Northeast Mountain. So, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what, there is not, I see no way that we can do anything about it.
So we're getting a new antenna?
Okay. Let's see here. I spoke to can't think of her name. Our girl in Pulteney. Pulteney Medley.
Oh, McCoy?
Patty? Oh.
Hillary.
Last night about this, we have a small grant that we got. And she was going to look and see how that would fit into that project on that you and I went to up on
Endless Brook.
And so she said she would get back to me, but she thought that would be an ideal operation because there is a fair amount of work, a fair amount of water that rips down through there. So
on any given day, yeah.
That's that part of it. We got our answer, and we're going to need a motion to, I don't know if you've looked at this.
Yep. We're responsible for 25% of it. 2,500 roughly.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, it says local match.
This is one of the 400 freaking emails I looked at today, and I can't remember all.
Well, I mean, this is the only one we've had to do it, so. So
the total cost is $56,75.25.
That's direct, direct cost.
And the total, their total price is $998.55.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Somewhere. The town will be responsible for the remaining 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears to me it's a 75-25.
Right.
So we pay 25, they pay 75.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to also, in looking this over, I believe if we get the planning commission involved, which I mentioned that to Mr. Gilman today, and if perhaps if we get Gina involved, we can probably save ourselves some money. I mean, I think they're assuming that
they'll be helped.
Any question they ask, like how many dump trucks do you have?
Yeah.
They got to go look it up. We can help. We've got four dump trucks.
So we would want to have them, we would want to determine who we want their point person to be for questions and stuff to assist in that. Because
so, anyways, I don't know if there's a... Did she give you any paperwork to sign or anything, or...
No,
she was in today, wasn't she, or something?
She probably just...
But she just left this.
Mm-hmm. So we just let them know if we're hiring them?
And what is it for again?
It's the local hazard mitigation plan update. Mitigation plan. LHMP.
And
updating it.
I think it might be, just from having done this before, it might be a very good project for the Planning Commission.
We have done that before, haven't we?
Yes, yeah. We have done. Yeah. Hours and hours and hours with Stephanie Bork.
Yeah, since we're done with that other one, that can be something that can also be brought up on their agenda for the next meeting as well. So, okay. I make a motion that we approve the proposal from Rutland Regional Planning Commission to help with updating our local hazardous mitigation plan at an estimated cost of $9,855.08 with FEMA grant funds covering approximately 75% of the cost.
I'm not so sure from what I read in the paper and what I hear is going on from my kids in Colorado that FEMA is exactly somebody I want to have my backside.
Right.
They're still finding bodies in Texas.
Are we accepting that?
Sorry.
Thank you.
So, the new business I had was Planning Commission, but we already slaughtered that, so that's good. I would say, Nora, it's your turn.
Okay. I'll leave a motion after I finish this. This is our factors for tax rate calculation. I sent this to all of you earlier so you could review it. So, it looks like our total numbers, our residential rate is going to be 1.5523, and our non-residential rate is going to be 1.7125. I did do some calculations, so our grand list went up $35.69. So overall, our tax rates are only going up, residential is going up 0.0479, and non-residential is only going up 0.0528. So that's a really good number.
Can you give me the...
Is that like 5 cents on
the first dollar? One you get, the residential, or whichever the first one.
The residential rate is going to be 1.5523. And the non-residential rate will be 1.7125.
Yeah, I got that one. I was.
So I just need a motion for that.
I make a motion that we approve the tax rate at the two numbers you just said for residential and non-residential.
Second.
for the, what do you call it, 25-26 tax year?
Mm-hmm.
I only have one copy, so I'm certain to make a comment. Nora got this. It's got a bunch of municipal, her side of the coin stuff. This is our side of the coin. And it's from, what town did you say, Nora?
Craftsbury.
Craftsbury, up in the northeast area. And it's got a lot of stuff that we were talking that maybe we would put this in with the tax bill. I mean, it's common stuff that people should know, but most people don't know.
I also thought I would add the, because I can add 2-3 more sheets to that. So I wanted to add the numbers that everyone calls me for, because in the dates, like the hazardous waste date and stuff like that, because they just don't read that town report.
Well, and I think we need to do better signage of advertising it, because there's not, there was nothing online. There was, I mean, I guess there was stuff at the transfer station, but unless there's something huge, people aren't going to go to the board and look every week when they go. Like when we had the hazardous waste, it's just not a big enough sign to let people know, or some way of letting them know when it's coming up. Because people just didn't know. Huh?
Did
it is, but, you know, you get it, and then you don't...
Well, Jesus, that's not her fault.
Had to consider it a banner.
Well, I mean, it's just... I mean, even our transfer station person could say to them the week before, next week's hazardous waste week, if, you know, next Saturday, just telling people when they come, it's simple as that, to reminding them, because they're not going to be necessarily looking, but a reminder to them. Or have the forms and hand out to every person that comes in to say, you know, they're coming next Saturday, do you need this form for anything? Just something to remind them, that's all. Because everybody's busy and everybody forgets, but, you know, if they don't put it on their calendar when they get their book, then...
I have a better idea.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'm going to try and send the tax bills out tomorrow if I can get that far.
Is this going to add extra postage, though?
No.
Okay.
I'm allowed to put 4 pieces of paper in
without
adding extra postage.
Okay.
The other thought on this, while you're talking about the dump.
Transfer station,
yes. Nora and I talked about this. Probably what we should have done, which would have made the whole thing far less of a mess, so to speak, for lack of another word, is bought 2 or 4, 3 different color groups of bags. So that right now, before July 1st, you were using blue bags. July 1st, you have to have an orange sticker. You should have to have orange bags to go with your orange sticker.
But why is that? I mean, people can...
Because you have no idea how many sticks. She sold, 100 and some odd stickers or something?
189.
Yeah,
well,
and normally we sell 300 or 400. So that, what's that tell you?
But I've got to put signage up that says your sticker must be out. And if one of us goes randomly and checks that, then that should help. I am selling...
The other thing, the sticker should be on your vehicle. I understand people have 2 or 3 cars, 5 cars, whatever. But, I mean, once, like Paul drives in with his Subaru with an orange sticker on it, after the second, third time, if it's the same guy, like running the dump, you recognize, oh, that's Paul. He's got a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, I was over there Sunday. Guy came in, never seen him before, had a whole bunch of bulky waste. He was willing to pay whatever it was to get rid of it, didn't have a sticker, didn't live in Wells.
He couldn't use his bulky waste.
I look in the hopper in the dumpster where you put your garbage, trash. There's a bunch of white bags. Wednesday I was over at the dump.
So did you ask Captain?
Yeah, I'm not bashful.
So what
yes,
was your response to that?
Well, some girl came in that's at the lake, and she had a sticker, but she didn't have it. And every other town, the sticker is on a vehicle, right around Castleton.
What about the rentals? Because I thought with the rentals...
I don't care who owns the house. if they're coming to the dump, they have a blue bag and a sticker.
But you were saying put it on the vehicle, but if but if you have somebody that is renting,
it's what every other town does.
But if they put it on a plexi or cardboard, slide it on the dashboard.
Right on the form for somebody that's not a owner.
Yeah, I don't mean that, but somebody's renting a cottage for a week or something.
Then the landlord should make ramifications for it to get rid of their garbage.
That's right. That shouldn't be their
responsibility. I mean, it's not our responsibility that because some girl doesn't know that she's got to have a sticker, come in with 8 or 10 bags of garbage.
Well, I wouldn't think they'd be the ones responsible for getting rid of the garbage either.
I'm not saying they are, but, you know, if you're renting the property, making yourself $2,000 or $3,000 a week, you ought to be able to come up with a sticker.
He should not have allowed them to dump anything. If there was no sticker,
I understand all that, but by the same token, I was there after the fact. If you'd have come along, you could have jumped in the trash and dug it out, but I wasn't.
Don, that's not what I'm saying.
The day before that, which was a Wednesday, or 2 days before that, which was Wednesday, I was over there. I forgot why. It wasn't to take my trash. It was for something else. I don't remember what. Oh, to see how much brush we were going to burn, because we were going to burn it Wednesday. But it turned out to not be a good day. Anyways, I happened to look in a hopper, and there's a whole bunch of black bags in there. Well, some guy had insulation or something he was getting rid of. I said, Jack, if it ain't blue, it don't go. Plain and simple. But it's already on down the road, and now we're paying to get rid of it. You know, and the other thing, without having a sticker on your vehicle, how do you know the guy's trash is even coming from Wells?
Oh, I realize that. But you're not going to stop that whether the sticker's on their truck or not. I mean, he usually will know the order, but I agree, it should be on the truck.
Yes. I mean, there are people that, I mean, most of the people that come in there, I've worked there
enough.
He
knows them anyways. Yes.
I work there enough, I recognize them. I know they.
Absolutely.
But in the summertime, I mean, half of the people over there the other day, I'd never seen them before.
Right. And we do need to have our sticker.
But I think using the same color bags is leaving the door open.
But we had to order a minimum amount. There was no changing colors. If you're changing colors, then you're telling people that they can't use their bags they never finished from the year before. And I don't think we want to do that either. Because then you're probably going to have an issue. Because some people, like I said, don't use all.
I just know what the other towns are doing, and that's what they're doing.
Selling more stickers than stickers with bags right now.
Right, but you might get more bags later, and they're going to pay more than they could have now. So that's their choice to not buy them now if they're trying to wait. I mean, I still have bags left over, but I chose to buy the sticker with bags now because it was cheaper to do that.
Can I say something to alleviate any of that? Going forward, our friends in Scroon Lake go to a transfer station and buy the pound, regardless of what color bag. They don't have to buy bags. They have a sticker they have to buy.
But you have a scale you have to buy.
And you have a scale you have to buy.
That's how Granville works.
Well, I don't know how Granville
They have works. A similar transfer station over there.
But it works in Scroon Lake. They just take, you know, their garbage and...
By weight.
Yeah, Dorset.
Because you'd probably be paying by weight. We're paying by weight.
You're paying by weight when they take it away. Yes. So that's where you're getting ripped off. But this state has a pay-as-you-throw system in place, so they're trying to limit what you can bring in. So I don't know if they would like it by weight, because they're trying to limit what you can bring
in. You've still got to call it back.
Yes.
So you've got to put it on the scale. Right?
A lot of towns are arguing by weight.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Dorset does.
You'd need a second person, though, then to help watch.
Oh, God, yeah.
You'd have to have.
So when you're saying you're seeing the black bags, white bags, did you say that was in the bulky waste or the...
No, in the garbage.
Garbage, yeah, okay. And you're absolutely right. It shouldn't be in there.
I'm not real educated, so what I call garbage is probably not what Vermont calls garbage. I call garbage food scraps, but they call it food scraps. Right. I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean...
I mean, I grew up as a kid.
You told them there's no reason. There should be only the blue bags in there. That's all we should be seeing. If it's not in a blue bag, it doesn't go in there. If they don't have a sticker, or he doesn't know them,
It doesn't go in there. And I don't know what...
But you can still put a black bag.
No.
In the blue.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely, that's fine.
That's what we do.
That's fine, yeah.
The blue one just...
But you need to have the blue ones to dispose of the stuff.
Always.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if we should have a meeting with him or if we need to see about our sub, if we should have him working some in the summer on the weekends if it's more busy and it's hard for Harvey to keep up or... Because we do have that extra money in there for a second person. If it's too busy in the summer, then we should.
I don't really think that two people, one person, that's not really the problem. The problem is the fact that you got people that, for one thing, a lot of people, I feel, just from the conversations that I heard, didn't realize that it was changing on July 1st or whatever day the dump was open around July 1st.
Well, their stickers say July,
yeah,
June 30th.
I know, but, you know, I don't...
And it's in the town report that nobody reads.
I mean...
And people were there.
I get up at the same time every morning. I don't pay much attention to what day it is because I got to get up and go to work regardless of what day it is. So, you know, I just don't pay a lot of attention. And I think a lot of people, oh, I didn't know I had to do it now or whatever. Or the, you know, they'll say the town hall's closed or whatever. I think
I could work 24/7. So
I think probably next year what we ought to do is put a blurb somewhere, and then
we put it on the website. I know I put it on the website.
We put it on Facebook. We don't have our sign yet, so you do normally put it on the sign out front.
Put a blurb somewhere. Or several places, and then have somebody available that can handle sell the stuff right there.
Well, I went up on Wednesday, but then the next Wednesday I was not available.
Wednesday's a joke compared to Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Paul was up there one day, right? I think. Weren't you there on a Saturday, I believe?
Saturday morning.
Yeah, for some.
Weekends are.
Well, I mean, I guess communication too. That, you know, how we should be telling them a few weeks before. Don't forget to get your new sticker before the 1st or whatever, you know. It's, I guess, for those people that don't remember. No matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody who's going to have an excuse, who's going to do something, but
it's been the 1st forever. We had punch cards, it's always been July 1st. It's not like we picked the date.
A different date, yeah.
Anyways, that's my thought on that.
Well, we got a lot of bags to go through before we can change colors. I just know we had a minimum. And I don't know if we could have broken up the color, but then it was our 1st year. We had no idea how many we would even sell. And so.
We definitely got enough.
I think those bags and the sticker works fine.
Mm-hmm.
We still much better, that's all.
I mean, yeah, you change the color every year with the sticker.
You're never going to gauge it, and then you're going to be throwing away bags, or you're going to be running short on bags, and it's just, it's a sticker. You need to make sure that people have, even if it's we give them a printout every week of even a checklist that these are the ones that have it, that have bought it, so he can look quickly, even if they say they forgot their sticker, we can look to see if they bought it, you know.
That's okay. I had that with me when
so
I was
there. So maybe give them a printout for... This coming one, so just say, in case you have any, by giving you trouble, here's a list that of the ones that have paid so far.
All right, that being said, that was correspondence.
Okay.
For the most part.
I thought it was new business.
Well, Nora was new business.
Right.
What are our thoughts for this truck?
I say we get it ordered since it's 3 years out. What?
Talked about that earlier. We set it aside.
What do you mean?
Well, he read that.
Yeah, I know, and then we got sidetracked.
I would prefer we do it sooner rather than later.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure we have Nora and I got together here, but
I mean, we have a schedule set up that we, you know, with the payments, we have so much a year that we have toward payments that we should be fine in 3 years, if I remember right.
We'll figure it out in a couple of years.
Exactly. So let's get it on the, let's get it ordered. The other one's falling apart.
Yeah, it's out of commission again.
No, the other one wasn't ordered properly in the first place.
What do you mean it wasn't ordered properly?
Everybody that was involved, except for one person, said, do not buy an international engine and get a Cummins.
And who was the one person?
Mr. Makepeace.
No, you were here when we ordered that truck. Yes, you were.
No.
Yes, you were. The one we just got. I was.
No, no, not the one we have now.
Oh, you mean the one that just is breaking
down?
The
one that's.
Oh, I thought you meant the one we just got. I'm like,
is that like a 2008 Dave's truck?
I have no idea.
The oldest one is an 8.
I mean,
yeah,
things were different back then.
That's a Cummins. That one hasn't caused a problem. It's the one in the middle.
Well, it's
the 13 or 14 or whatever.
Do we want to make a motion to order
it? Yeah, you're looking at a. I'm trying to find a number.
There.
Dave had a number on the assorted assorted accoutrements that got to go with it, i.e. the wing and so forth. There it is.
Okay. No, it's a new town.
All right, so we are looking at.
Oh yeah, we need that.
You want to punch these numbers in your computer. 118,400.
Oh, you're adding up something.
And 166,860.
Hold on. 118 what?
118,400.
Yeah.
With the point after the second zero in the 400.
Yeah.
And 166,890,49.
0.49?
49 cents.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not really worried about the 49 cents.
Well, no, but when you said that, I'm like, I don't think that much. So 285,300, roughly.
Pretty well takes care of 300 grand.
And that's the whole, that's the plow, the
that is,
that's everything?
That is the truck. And it will have all these accoutrements with it.
Yeah.
That's with a stainless steel dump plow.
And a plow or no?
No, it has both plows.
Okay.
Automatic.
That's everything. Okay.
The truck has, it's just like the ones we have.
So.
Except that the only big difference is it's an the two differences between what we have and what we're buying is an automatic transmission and a stainless steel dump body.
Alright, so help me here. I make a motion that we approve to order a, what's the name of the truck?
International.
Dump truck with plow with a quote of roughly $285,300.
Right there, Nora. Nora.
What? Okay.
That's the truck.
The HV515S5. And can we just put that quote with our minutes, please, when we file it away?
Mm-hmm.
Copy of it.
Actually, we have a couple copies.
Yep, but just to file the
minutes.
Yes. All those in favor? Aye.
New truck, yellow stickers.
See all the excitement we have?
Thank you, folks.
Bye. Okay. Thanks for coming.
Do you want me to respond to Blake in the morning?
Yeah, he's got. Actually, we could sign.
And just CC us, if you could, please.
We could sign the paperwork here. He'll come up and get it, I'm sure. I bet you'll come up here like a doctor. I just saw it somewhere. I know it's here.
We should really talk to Comcast, because our internet, I misspoke when I said it never changed.
Yeah.
It's only the telephone, so nothing should be happening to make this slower. We'll let the data, so we might want to inquire to them.
John said that today.
I noticed it too. The last meeting, it was slow. So
what's that?
The internet. That did not change at all with what I did. I only did the phones because the internet's free.
Yeah.
So nothing should have been going on, so we should probably inquire
okay,
to them to find out if we need an updated or router or what the deal is.
I don't know if there's a contract from them. There must be. Where the hell is the one for the stuff?
I don't know if he gave me something to sign, but it was really just a quote.
I got his contract for the cab and chassis, but I got the list of stuff, but I don't have a signature page.
They may not have done that, Tom, because it wasn't from him. You know, he just sent me the quote of that.
Yeah, this is all vehicle stuff. Yeah, that's just the truck. Put the heated windshield and aluminum wheels. Oh, that's a weird deal. Customer must fill out the information. Okay. So there's the information for the accessories. And here's the information for the truck. Do you want me to spend your money? What's today? 7:15, right?
Yep. Sherry, we're starting to think she doesn't love us anymore.
I told her, yeah, no, this is the third one in the row.
All right, there's that part of it. That's the truck. Just a weird little paperwork liking. For a PO number. I don't know if I've ever put a PO on a truck order, but maybe we have. I don't remember it. We can do that. Not a real rush on this stuff anyways, because it's going to be damn near a year before the truck gets here. All right.
Got this.
There's that. That's the signed ones. And then we you got unsigned ones here.
I thought it was a recorder beeping. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
Oh, I do have a question I forgot. I just remembered. Can we release, after the September payment, can I release $15,000 to the fire department early for the new fire truck?
Say what now?
I'd like to release the $15,000 appropriation to the fire department after the September taxes are due.
Well, they're going to piss it away on now.
What new fire truck?
The one next door.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
Well, I've seen that, but is that what you're talking about?
Yes, as the treasurer, I would like to request the money so that I can put that towards the new truck because it depleted our accounts to literally nothing.
Seems that Todd's a better politician than I am. He keeps writing checks just like they do in Washington, even though there ain't no money in the account. We don't do that.
Oh, they get bingo checks every month.
They need a what?
They get bingo checks every month.
It's a pretty good check, though.
I know,
it's
but they just,
well, as long as they have
you
people.
Realize what that thing cost them?
More than it probably should have. Don't they? Do they have regular meetings where they vote on things and is there people?
Voted on that, and they voted on that building.
What building?
The one that's laying on the ground over there.
The what?
The one that's laying on the ground in the parking lot.
It has to go above the. It's on the ground. It's going to go above the.
One in Quonset Hut type thing.
It's Quonset Hut to go above the two trailers that are there.
Why?
I don't know. I thought those were pretty well sealed. They carry them on ships all the way across the friggin' ocean.
Well, they want the storage space underneath it for something.
What, so they can put more shit?
Well, it's, I guess people need to be more involved in the fire department if they want to.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, if they want to. Well, I would like a formal letter signed by the chair. And
well, I'm the treasurer, so
I know
I'm,
you
I'm
are the treasurer.
Yeah, I am the treasurer.
I know you are. So obviously you didn't have much say in how it's being spent, though.
No, I was here.
So I think if it's a special request to get funds early, I would like to see a letter come from signed by the chair as well as to why those funds are requested.
Be the
early.
Chief,
whatever you call it.
They didn't request money.
When do they normally?
Well, maybe if they don't have it,
I can't pay the bills.
When do they normally
then,
get
then
their,
they need to come up with
when do they normally get their money?
Something.
May.
So you need
so
to ask
now,
them that question. How are they going to pay the bills if they have no money left?
Can I ask a question? Is $10,000 going to pay their bills from now until May? With $3 a gallon fuel oil and
considering it
$3 or $4
a
gallon diesel fuel and
it cost over $7,000 to heat that building last year.
Well,
and I paid the bills ahead of time, so they didn't have to pay Green Mountain Power or any of those. Those were already paid ahead of time because we don't pay like you do off an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
I just meant to take the credits. So,
or the
pay, so I don't have to worry about it. And when I got back and I didn't have money in the account, I did get all the bills, I did get all the account statements, and I can see where it was spent, but we overspent what we had.
Because the truck bed did not fit on where it was supposed to, and
so
they went and spent much too much money for a truck that's what year?
Yeah, so I was just requesting.
I know you are. I know, Nora. I just...
So
I would like to see a lesson learned here, and not from you. I'm not bashing you, but I think they need to have some fiscal responsibility with what's going on in that department. And... I don't see giving them the money now is going to help at all. I'm sorry, as an accountant, and I've been there with this before with other things that was done wrong. And when we go and give money to the MWA to give out an extra $100 for bingo players from the fire department, I don't agree with that.
If you have that, your extra money, you shouldn't be, I mean, you're asking people to give money to the department to make donations, but then you turn around and give it to a bingo player. For what reason? You shouldn't be. Oh, yes, you do. Well, I don't know where it comes from, but the fire department gives an extra $100 twice for a week. I don't remember which week it is, but to the winner of a certain game. They donate an extra $100 to the pot.
Does it come out of the check?
Huh?
Does it come out of our bingo check?
Nope. And I'm sorry, when you're asking people for donations because you need funds, you shouldn't be turning around and then giving back that money.
I honestly never wrote a check to the bingo check.
It's been happening for a few years now.
All right.
So,
we're not involved with the fire department.
Well, but they're asking for money. And as a side note,
let me finish the sentence.
Okay, sorry.
We're not involved with the fire department as far as administration goes. Nor is, and Fenton is. My opinion is, perhaps we should give them their money so they at least don't go belly up and I end up owning a firehouse, which is in the deed. And perhaps have Mr. Fenton come over and explain himself. Chief Fenton.
I do not agree with releasing the funds until we speak with Mr. Fenton. I'm not just going to hand out $15,000 to an organization that cannot be fiscally responsible with money that they receive. Because they get a check every month from the Woodmen, and they should have had a budget and plan and better plans before they went and spent the money they spent. So.
Can we give them a partial release?
We can, yes.
I mean, are you saying you have a stack of bills right now that you cannot pay?
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's zero in that account.
Yes, because what I have done is we have taken the money from Morgan Stanley, and that should be deposited this week. That will cover three of the checks I have caught on my desk right now. And I have zero money to pay the rest.
Has all the checks from the Woodman been cashed?
Yes, ma'am. So there, I have to double
check. There was one last week.
Yes, that's deposited. But that's... And so I may have $3,000 in the account when I get done paying these bills. But considering Kaiser just sent me a bill for $1,500 to refill that, which I think we should look into, that's not for us.
Who?
Kaiser, because we're using kerosene and oil, and it's so expensive. It's
$7,000.
Well,
it's because they moved the tank out and that building.
$7,000 to
kerosene. Oil tanks in the building.
When are their meetings, Nora?
They had one last night, so...
Monday night.
And do you present them with their financials or what?
Yeah, I don't go. I just send it because I can't. But I did tell him I was no longer going to be treasurer because I'm not here enough in the wintertime to. And this is what happens when I'm not here.
Better find somebody with some responsibility.
I'm just trying to keep them from going belly up at this point. That's why I came to you and asked.
I'm okay with releasing like $5,000, but I'm not okay with you. And then Mr. Fenn needs to come to us and with a projection for how they plan on paying all their expenses for the year. And what their expenses are.
We
a budget.
Won't be able to pay. We will not be able to keep that building this winter if we don't get
So he needs to have a plan and bring that plan to us, because we typically do not release those funds until May. And if you start giving, I don't have to tell you this, but I mean, we receive tax payments in order to cover those funds. By giving them money early, that's not giving us time to get our tax money in when our tax bills haven't gone out yet for the year. And if you do for once, who knows how many more people are going to be asking for money. So we don't want to set a precedence, but we also need, we have an organization in our town that, and us as taxpayers, they ask for us for money and they need to be spending that money wisely and what it's supposed to be used for, so. That's
well, why don't you figure out some kind of a number of what they need to keep them afloat?
Mm-hmm.
If you could hear me about that, they'd help.
Pretty freaking sad, I would say.
Yeah. Do we have anything else? done for tonight?
I don't have anything, no. I don't know if you guys do, Paul, or you.
I'm good.
All right, well, I make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 11 p.m. 8:11 p.m.
Right.
All right.